Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Today is International Clinical Trials Day. So we thought, you know, let's call up our friends at Right to Care and find out how do clinical trials actually work? How long do they take? Let's get the lowdown of the actual process. So joining us is Sibusiso Maseko, who's a program manager for community engagement. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Katie, and how are you?
Yes, very well, thank you. And you?
I'm blessed, Katie.
And so you should remain. Sibusiso, recently you did some trials. It was for COVID, right? It was, I think, people had to have not had the vaccination. This was
correct.
For the Right to Care. Are you finished with those trials yet?
No, we are not yet finished, Katie. We are still embarking on the clinical trial.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are currently doing very well in terms of community engagement and recruiting of those participants to partake in these clinical trials.
Okay. Talk me through the process of a clinical trial.
Katie, clinical trials basically in different phases. So what one would need to understand that there are mainly four phases of clinical trials. The first phase of clinical trial, its purpose is exactly to ensure that the treatment or the treatment that has been investigated, is it safe for human, and also to determine how can it be distributed within the human body. Usually this test, Katie, tested normally in a small group of people, that is in phase one. Then the second phase of clinical trial, it's basically, its purpose is to determine the right dosage and the effectiveness of that specific drug.
Right.
This mostly is done in a larger number of volunteers, people who are participating in clinical trials. Then the third phase of clinical trials, it involves a larger group of volunteers, which primarily focuses in determining whether that specific drug or treatment that has been investigated, its effectiveness or its safetiness, how does a human and the humans are responding in terms of that specific drug. Then after the phase three of clinical trial, we have an institution, which is an FDA, who will then approve that specific drug to now to be taken to market for people to be able to get in different pharmacies of their choice. And then the last phase of clinical trial, which is phase four, it's mainly the monitoring, because after the drug has been dispensed to different pharmacies, therefore the FDA will then do what we call a continuous monitoring to see if it's still safe, the public safety, and as well to see if there are any potential serious adverse events.
So interesting. It's a very long process. I mean, it really...
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, when one looks at how COVID trials were done, I mean... My colleague in studio with me, Gary, he was actually part of the very first COVID trial.
Yeah.
And
of the Johnson & Johnson
trials. The Johnson & Johnson.
The CSR.
Yeah. But he got the placebo. Can you believe it? And then afterwards, they wouldn't give him the Johnson & Johnson. I think that's terrible.
Crazy. I had to go through the whole process. And then still go for the Pfizer injection.
So Katie, in respect to that question, basically what we do in clinical trials, we will have two groups. We have the control group and as well the other set of people, which they will receive the placebo, and the other one, they will receive the exact drug. The reason for that is also to assist the clinical team or the researchers not to be biased when they are treating this participant. Because if you will know that who got what, then there might be an element of biasness in treating this participant during the course of that specific clinical trial.
Yeah, I got it. So how many trials are we running as a country at the moment? Do you have those kind of figures?
No, I don't have the figures. But as an institution, as Right to Care, we have ran three clinical trials, which the ones that we are currently doing, it's our third one. And what is interesting is that the first two clinical trials, they've definitely yielded good results.
Great.
Which we are we have been proud to partake in such clinical trials in the country.
Sibusiso, thank you so much for your time. I wish you a wonderful weekend and keep up the great work.
Okay, thank you very much.
And happy clinical trial day.
Yes, I wanted to say, Katie, before we close the interview,
sure,
that we would like to encourage communities to partake in clinical trials, because this definitely has a great impact, and it also assists in the scientific knowledge that we currently have, and also to come up with better treatment for our communities for different illnesses.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. So they can just get hold of Right to Care. Sibusiso Maseko, Program Manager for Community Engagement at Right to Care. You want to be part of a clinical trial, help your community out. You know, they can then develop a community demographic. Do it. Get hold of Right to Care.